Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Couple of fast facts from California closets that I stumbled upon during the break.
Love me some California closets.
Shameless plug, of course. You know, we only use about 20% of our clothes.
Does not surprise me at all.
The rest just sits in our drawers and our closets.
Yep.
Now, I have a hack for that.
You have a, sorry, beg your pardon?
Well, when you buy something new, you are supposed to put it in your closet and toss out something else or donate something else.
Also a great hack, but I have a different hack for that. Okay. So, you know, people have seasonal clothes, and if you don't, then you can just do this in a seasonal section of your closet, right? But for example, say you pull out all of your winter clothing. So now you've got coats, your crew necks, your quarter zips, whatever warm clothing you have, right?
God, you sound old.
At the beginning of the winter season, turn all of those hangers, flip them backwards so that the hook part of the hanger is on the back side of the bar, right? And so then throughout the season, as you use it, flip it back the correct direction, and then when spring comes around, every single hanger that is still facing you, not into the closet, you didn't wear that entire season, you might want to consider donating it.
The average home has 300,000 items. Most of them are rarely used.
300,000 items.
I believe it. I do believe it.
Believe it.
Believe it.
So you mean if you're counting every single fork, spoon,
knife,
yes,
plate, glass, open up your junk drawer at home.
Uh-huh.
I guarantee you there's more than 100 things in my junk drawer alone.
Fun fact, when you liquidate everything because you're downsizing,
including a signed George Brett Royals jersey,
and then you decide, nope, we're going to upsize again, you then need things like
money.
Couches. Thank God John Grayson's moving to Portugal.
And money.
And money.
Do you know why I bought John Grayson's furniture, Sam?
Because you didn't have any.
I literally wiped out his house.
What? I would have.
No.
I don't have any furniture.
Well, I get to go first.
What's next on the list?
Storage units in the...
I'm upset. I am upset.
Storage units in the United States could fit every single person in the country inside of them, and they are still adding on.
Oh, that makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Just built a brand new building of storage units in South OP.
Don't you know my dad said, remember? He said, well, Mom keeps saying she's going to clean out that storage unit in March. And then he pauses and he goes, she didn't say which March.
Or which storage unit.
It was supposed to be a couple of months ago. And believe me when I tell you, they are still paying for that storage unit.
25% of Americans with a two-car garage cannot park in them because of too much clutter. Believe it.
Believe it.
Or they're storing their golf cart over there. My neighborhood.
Mary Beth has mentioned getting a golf cart 4 times to me already.
Yeah. Have fun with
Are you
that.
Allowed to ride your golf cart in your neighborhood?
Where I live, there's no rules.
Have fun with that.
Sam, you live in a very nice... nice neighborhood of Kansas City.
It is very nice.
All right. Thomas Tolbert, the man suspected of shooting a Lee Summit police officer four times.
Yes.
Has been found and arrested in the state of Kansas, prompting the KBI to cancel its blue alert.
You left out a verb. He was found tased and arrested.
Oh, he was? Was he tased?
He did not go down without a fight.
He did not go down without a fight.
He tried to run again.
He rode the lightning.
Good.
He felt the thunder.
He was found in Ellis County, not far from... Is that Fort Hayes where he was found not far from?
Hayes, Kansas.
Yeah. Or Hayes,
Hayes.
Yeah. In a hotel.
Kansas, yes.
So, booked into the Ellis County Jail. He'll be back here shortly.
Now, I thought I had heard that he had help from a couple of individuals who drove him to this hotel. And then they saw his picture on social media, and they were the ones who called him in.
Really?
I thought I had heard that.
Well, that's better than the alternative, which is helping them escape, realizing what you've done, and then not calling, because that makes you an accessory.
The active ingredient in Pepto-Bismol is often used to, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, is often used to treat and prevent diarrhea while traveling. But a new study finds it may not help with prevention.
Okay.
In the study, the CDC found no significant difference for symptoms of loose stool or diarrhea between groups who took Pepto-Bismol for prevention and those who took a placebo.
Wait a minute. Were they advertising or branding themselves as a product to use prior to travel to prevent something called traveler's diarrhea, which, by the way, I've never heard of?
I'm really confused by this.
I am too.
I get traveler's diarrhea all the time when I fly. When I get, not in the air, but when I get down to the ground back to the hotel, it's going to take a minute.
Why?
We're not going straight down to dinner.
Are you kidding me?
What? I'm not kidding you at all.
I have the exact opposite effect since we're doing poop talk. No. I get traveler's
constipation. No. So let's say you and I fly down to Cancun to hang out for a week.
Well,
that first night, we're going to have a late dinner reservation.
If you've got a problem traveling to Mexico, that is a separate side issue.
Well, I didn't drink the water.
That's because you ate some suspect chicken on the side of the road.
No, that's you who ate suspect chicken on the side of a road.
Best chicken I have ever had until 2 hours later.
Yep.
Oh, my God. What? It was the best chicken I have ever had.
When you went to Mexico and you went to the same resort that I always go to, that's when you got sick eating the suspect chicken.
Yep.
What did I tell you?
Don't eat the suspect chicken.
No.
You did.
I said, only eat at the Crab Shack or at the resort.
And then Amy Wolf said to me, I wouldn't eat that. And I go, this is the best chicken I've ever had. And then 2 hours later, I won't talk about what happened. But Pepto-Bismol would not have helped.
It's bismuth subsalicylate.
Subsalicylate.
Bismuth?
Bismuth
subsalicylate.
Bismuth subsalicylate.
All right, can we please talk about, speaking of diarrhea, Scottie Scheffler's son, one of the funniest headlines to come out of the golf world this week. As Scheffler took his $4 million memorial prize after his 96 bajillionth win this week, you can hear his wife on camera, Scott, as she hands them the baby, the one-year-old. She tries to whisper, except they're mic'd, he has poop all over him. That'll happen, the world number one said with a smile before inspecting the damage. The stain was visible when Scheffler conducted the post-round interview with CBS reporter Amanda Basilonis.
Poor kid.
Balionis uploaded a photograph of their interview and said, quote, sorry, Bennett, about posting your blowout. Mom and dad can use this as blackmail when you're older. Scheffler had to fight back tears during the interview, not because he was asked about his wife's support, but because of the, well, anyone who's had a child has seen it. Remember,
it always goes out of the top of the diaper.
Travels north.
Yep.
Always up and out, Bennett, up
always,
and out.
Always goes up and out.
My dog's just had like a sloppy outside. I was just wondering if you got some water. I don't want to leave it outside.
That was Patty the Batty, if you remember that story.
Poor kid.
Balionis, look at that.
get that kid to the bathroom.
Poor buddy.
Okay. have we talked about the Gladstone house explosion? Yes, yesterday.
Yeah, but.
Is there something new?
Well, there's a GoFundMe for the sweet 87-year-old man, God rest his soul, who
died.
Perished in that blast with his two dogs. I was talking to Johnny about this last night. We still do not know why there were fireworks powerful enough in that house to almost level the entire block. That is not going to be, in my opinion, commercial grade product.
Probably not.
They did say there was a lot of evidence of the paper wrapping left over from the explosion, which is part of what led them to believe that it is fireworks, because they have not finished the investigation
yet. The ATF is on scene.
So,
but if there were
but
paper,
who are you donating to? Let's go back to the GoFundMe for a second. Really, who are we donating to?
He is a Navy veteran, and I think they are looking for help with funeral expenses.
Somebody else lived in the home, by the way. They were not home at the time.
Yeah. Huh. I said yesterday I would find it not impossible, but a little more difficult to believe that someone who's almost 90 years old has a cache of fireworks in their home that could level that street. I'm not saying it's not possible.
It's highly unlikely. But
at 87 years old, I even said yesterday, we do not know where those fireworks is. Was somebody staying there? And housing.
Was it his house?
Were they trying to manufacture fireworks? Two of the dangerous words in all of the Midwest are homemade fireworks anytime before July. We, you know, hear these stories all the time. I'm not saying that's what these were.
And just a quick public service announcement before we go to the break. It is state law in both Kansas and Missouri. If you need to use your windshield wipers, you have to turn your headlights on. Facts. We're getting a ton of texts about tell everybody to turn their stupid headlights on.
Since you started to mention that, I have looked out the window and I've seen four already without their headlights on.
Yeah, it is state law on both sides. If you have to use your windshield wipers, and based on what the weather looks like outside our window right now, you do, then you have to turn your windshield wiper. Or check it. You have to turn your headlights on. Okay? We're going to visit with Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan in just a moment about this CAGS.
What? What?
Who's been brought up to the major leagues.
He's a phenom. He's on every major sports headline today because he will be batting sixth tonight for your Kansas City Royals.
Designated hitter against the St. Louis Cardinals, Alex Gold joins us at 5:30.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh, this got interesting. One of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail has posted a video while on the run.
No!
Begging the president for help.
Oh, good God. Get a grip.
The U.S. Marshals Service confirming it is investigating the video, which was first posted on Instagram by a man confirming that he is accused kidnapper and accused rapist Antoine Massey, 32 years of age, one of the two escapees still at large.
And by the way, believe it or not, he is the second escapee to take to social media. One of them, who was already caught, went on Instagram Live the night after they escaped.
Quoting here from Antoine Massey, "They say that I broke out. I didn't break out. I was let out."
Tell it to a judge.
"The reason why I left the jail is because these people are trying to give me a life sentence for something I did not do." He's the one with the facial tattoos, by the way. In his video, the tattooed man implores the president to investigate apparent corruption. Okay. Continuing the quote, "All type of stuff going on and they covering it up. Don't care about nothing in the state of Louisiana. This is something that needs to go under a federal investigation. I'm asking, please, for help. I'm saying people that have been through the system that I know it's corrupt. Donald Trump, please, I'm asking for help. Lil Wayne, please, I'm asking for help." You know what I'm saying?
Reaching out to Lil Wayne?
Okay. My God.
The other one on the run is 27-year-old Derek Groves, a convicted double killer who was jailed last October.
Sorry to go totally squirrel, but somebody just parked their car on the street outside of the station, walked into the bushes with a plastic bag.
Do you know what that is? All right. I'm going to tell you what that is, Sam, because a few years ago, a man parked right outside, walked into the bushes. Now, he had shears, and we thought maybe he was a homicidal maniac.
It's
we sent
rain.
At the time, I don't remember if it was Travis. We sent him outside to go
investigate.
Investigate, if you will.
You thought he was a homicidal maniac, so you sent Travis out there to say,
okay. I was like, go check it out. What is this guy doing?
He's the most able-bodied.
We ended up having the gentleman on the Dana and Parks program, and here's why. Do you know what he's doing? There is a very specific type of thorny bush that lives across our studio. And people who are religious in nature like to clip the thorns
off the bush
as a symbol of Christ's suffering. I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Can you not do it when it's dry?
Maybe there is a church emergency and they need the thorns. I'm telling you, that is exactly what's going on right there.
Well, there is some protected plants across the street. I am aware of that.
But don't you remember the guy calling in? Yeah. And he said, it's for church. We want it for the crown and you can only find them in certain spots. This is one of the spots.
But there's usually two seasons where you would specifically need.
We are post-Easter. I do understand that. I'm just telling you, that's what they're doing.
Those seasons.
I know.
What would the other season be? Sam?
Well, you're right. It would just be Easter.
Yeah, I don't know.
They didn't put a crown on him of thorns when he was born.
Maybe he's got his calendar dates mixed up.
I'm distracted because there's a guy in the bushes outside of the studio.
It's a meth deal gone wrong. Sam, I don't know.
And he drives a nice car.
That is a really nice car. That's what confused me at first. I'm like, oh no, what happened to that nice car? And then he just walks into the bushes with a plastic bag.
Why doesn't he pay somebody to go in there for him? He's got money.
He's going
to
get mud on the inside of that car.
I know. Well, now I'm intrigued. He did put his hazards on. That's important for safety.
He is parked on the wrong side of the road.
He is parked on the wrong side of the road.
Are you done going squirrel?
No, I'm going to wait and watch for him to come out.
What?
He's been in there for about 5 minutes. I've been watching this. I don't know what you guys were talking about. I commented on it at one point.
He's
hunting for
the thorny bush. Although, why would you put a thorny bush in a plastic bag?
It would become a very holy bag.
Okay.
Get out.
I saw what you did there, man.
Did you see it? Did you see what I did there?
All right. So I'm going to read another story.
I'm going to keep an eye on Bush
guy over here. You focus on Bushman. And if Bushman comes out, I will stop reading the story because I want to see him.
Oh, I see movement from the mission Bushman.
I hope he's listening.
Oh, there he is. There he is. He's coming out.
Oh, he's going back
in. Nope, he may have found another one.
Is that a Porsche?
He's wearing it. Is that a... Yes, it is.
No.
Isn't that a Porsche?
It's a Nissan.
Looks like a Porsche.
It looks like a nice Porsche.
It's a Nissan GTR.
All right.
Well, I still think it's a nice car.
It's a very nice car.
All right, you keep an eye on Bushman. I'm going to read this story about elusive planet number 9.
Oh, I am locked onto Bushman.
A U.S.-based trio hunting the elusive world has instead stumbled on what appears to be a new dwarf planet in the solar system's outer reaches. Didn't we have this the other day?
Yeah.
This isn't new news, is it?
It's hidden and it's dwarf.
Well, they're continuing their efforts.
Well, you need to continue your efforts to watch Bushman and stop staring at me.
They're escalating trying to find it.
Okay.
It's a blob of ice similar to Pluto, but they think it's substantial in size enough to be a new exoplanet.
I'm dumber and I can't get the last 8 minutes of my life back. Could we just please talk about CAGS and the Royals game tonight?
We will in just a few minutes when we get Alex Gold on. And real quick, new study out on how long you should be able to hold a plank based on your age.
2 seconds.
At your age.
What is it?
Well, Sam, you're in your 20s. You should be able to hold a plank for 1 to 2 minutes.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
For you and me, it's 30 seconds to a minute. No problem.
30 seconds?
No problem.
No.
You couldn't hold a plank for 30 seconds?
No.
Would you try real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Do you know how to plank?
Can I stick my butt up in the air?
No, that's an improper plank.
That's called a downward dog.
Okay, start now.
You ready? Go. All right.
Flat back.
Oh, God.
She started at 02 seconds after the minute.
Oh, God, it hurts.
So when it comes to one exercise, being bored stiff is not a bad thing. Quoting here.
Well, now I have two things to watch.
Planks not only improve core strength, but also engage multiple muscle groups, enhancing.
Too heavy. I'm out.
Lower those hips.
And she went,
your hips
she
were too
went
high.
17 seconds.
Bushman is still that you didn't last as long as Bushman.
Yeah, Bushman's been in the woods longer than she can do a plank.
It's a lot easier to roam into the woods with a plastic bag than it is to hold that position.
CAGS is making his major league debut tonight. Is it too much hype for a man his age who was only in the AAA for 6 days?
He's only been able to legally drink a few months. That poor baby.
Alex Gold will be joining us from 96.5 The Fan in just a moment. We see movement. He is
Here
coming out. He's
Bush
got a gray hoodie and he's got a bag full of something.
What is he doing?
What if somebody threw their drugs or something in the woods and he was going in to get them?
He is tying the bag.
He's popping the trunk.
He is depositing the bag.
Mysteriously putting it in the trunk.
Into the trunk. That's very a very sus. Sacred place.
That's very sus. Huh. Alex Gold when we return here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Jack Caglione. Cags about to make his major league debut for the Kansas City Royals tonight in St. Louis against the Cardinals. And in St. Louis, we find our good friend Alex Gold with 96.5 The Fan. Alex, hello.
I want to be there. Why am I not there?
You should. You should join a bunch of Royals fans that made the trip out to St. Louis. We've seen quite a few just kind of outside the stadium a little bit, and even had some that ended up, I guess, having to take a bus from the Amtrak station due to some train issues or something. But yeah, there's going to be a good group of Royals fans here tonight.
I am so excited to watch this game. All of the kids are coming over to watch it with us, but I also am nervous for this child. I'm nervous for his mother and just all of the pressure that, I mean, he's young. He was only in the AAA league like 6 minutes before this happened. Right.
Yeah, no, it's a quick call-up. You know, remember, he's a college player, so, there's some guys that will come out of high school or international, and they'll be in the minors for, 3 or 4 years, and they get called up when they're 22 as well. It's just, it feels so much quicker because when he was drafted out of college at Florida, he's been in some big-time games, and ultimately, he showed at the minor league level that, double-A and even triple-A, he's frankly too good for that, and you're not getting tested anymore. And so there's going to be some growing pains. I mean, look, I would love for him to go 3 for 4 with a home run tonight, but he could also go 0 for 5 or 0 for 4. There's going to be some growing pains, but they needed to do this for a variety of reasons. One, I think he was ready, but also with where this offense is right now at the big league level, they needed something to bolster this lineup. They needed something to bring some energy to that clubhouse as well. On top of it, they've got too good a pitching to waste it right now, and they need to get this offense going, and he can definitely help them with that.
Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan is joining us. When was the last time, Alex, you remember this much hype against an up-and-coming player in the Royals organization?
The only player that comes to mind would be Eric Hosmer. And that was also an in-season call-up, and that was in, 2013. And they had, of course, not gone to the World Series yet or anything like that. And Bobby Witt Jr., of course, is a superstar, but he was on the opening day roster. There wasn't a call-up mid-season, so you didn't have this build-up quite like we have. To me, this is different than even the debut on the football side of things, where you don't really do call-ups. For Patrick Mahomes, we know what he is now, but even his first game didn't have this level of excitement, and that's what's unique about baseball. You're talking about a top 10 prospect in the sport and the number one prospect in the Royals organization, and when you have people comparing his power, not saying this is the player he's going to be, but comparing his power to Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani and Giancarlo Stanton back when he was in his prime, that's going to get people excited. And nobody doubts the power he has. The question is going to be, can he cut down on the strikeouts and things like that. But the hype is top notch. It doesn't get any bigger than this, really, for a prospect. I can just tell you, being in the dugout, guys, 30 plus media members surrounding him. That doesn't happen normally for a Royals baseball game.
Bless his heart. Leave him alone.
His family, Dana, here. This make you feel better. So his family obviously is here. He just wrapped up batting practice and gave a big hug to his family and talked to his dad a little bit and stuff. And he's, I'm sure when he steps in the batter's box, there might be some jitters, but He's very calm, cool, collected Good. When he's been talking to the media and everything.
So. God, his poor mother. One of the questions I had, Alex, is he was drafted number 6 overall out of Florida. And I looked at some of the stats he had in college and all of the success he had in college. Did we just get lucky? How did we get him?
So he was always going to be a top pick, but in terms of him falling to 6, yeah, I think there was some luck involved. We actually, Cody and I, who are down here, just spoke with the scout that scouted him when he was in high school as well and had a chance to catch up with him and kind of talk about that very thing. Like, did they think he would be there at 6? And the scout told us that they were stunned he was available there. And you wonder, you know, why someone falls. There's a million different reasons. Every scouting department might see something a little bit different. But, you know, maybe they're worried about the chase rate, striking out too much. But the Royals did not believe he was going to be there at 6. And the fact that he's getting called up this quickly and has dominated the minor league system the way he has, I think tells you they obviously, no pun intended, like truly, they hit a home run with this pick, it looks like. And now we'll see, now on the big league level, you know, what he can do. The expectations are just so high. You know, I think it's almost impossible to meet him. But, you know, he's going to certainly hit the ball to the ballpark. It's just, what's that batting average going to be? What's the strikeout rate going to be?
And baseball, as you know, Alex, is a very funny business. I mean, it very well could be that this is the next coming of Eric Hosmer, but you have to hope against hope that it's not the next coming of Bubba Starling. No offense to Bubba Starling.
No, I hear you. Yeah, I mean, there's always that risk. I'll say this. Anybody we've talked to on the baseball side of things, not even with the Royals organization, I'm talking outside the organization, everybody has acknowledged he's going to have a very long big league career. He's going to hit home runs. The question is, and some of your audience might get the reference, you know, there's a player that used to play, you know, named Adam Dunn, who hit a bunch of home runs, but he struck out a lot. Yeah. Is he going to be that? Or is he going to be Pete Alonso, who is still in this league, who's, you know, can certainly hit the ball out of the ballpark, but he also can spread it around the field and hit for average? If he's Pete Alonso, everybody should sign up for that right now.
Alex, one of the things I want people to understand is, like, every major sports outlet has picked up this story. This is not a Kansas City-centric story anymore. Major League Baseball is talking about this. Sports Illustrated is talking about this. Even though he debuted for Omaha on May 20th, Scott, he is responsible for 3 of the 4 longest home runs hit by storm chasers this season at 459 feet, 442 Jeez. Feet, and 431 feet. That's insane.
Yeah, that's
power. That's who he is, though. I mean, that's not fluky, anything like that. That is who he is. If you watch him in person, we watched a little BP now, but we were in Springfield when he was down in AA. I was just in Omaha this past weekend watching a couple games of his on Friday and Saturday. It just looks different off the bat from him. It really does, and it's something you got to witness in person, but you'll know what I mean when you see it. It truly is just different. It sounds different as well. He also just looks different than everybody else. 6'5", 250. You shake his hand, your hand disappears. He's just quite the physical specimen for an athlete, that's for sure.
But I was reading an article this morning, Alex, and help me out with this. I don't understand the money and the moves and the deadlines and all this other stuff. But somebody was writing that if the Royals had waited until June 17th to bring him up, just 2 weeks from today, they could have extended his contract another year. But because they're bringing him up early, he becomes available for free agency earlier than he otherwise would have. Do the Royals need the wins that badly that they're willing to risk a year of having this guy if he turns out to be a superstar?
So this was a huge topic on our show today. We had a former MLB team president on the show that was adamant that they should have waited. We obviously had the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo, on our show today. We also just talked to him a short while ago, and that was a topic that came up. Without getting too nerdy with it, because there's some real details that, frankly, are very complicated even for me to explain on the radio and even for the general manager to explain to us on the radio. Yes, they potentially will have to go to what they call arbitration a year early. There's other things that could get triggered if he finishes top 2 in rookie of the year. But as people have pointed out, if he finishes top 2 in rookie of the year, good problem to have. Yeah. You know, they bought out years of Bobby Witt Jr. early as well. You can buy out arbitration years if he ends up being that guy and wants to stay here long term, and they can obviously, you know, compensate him that way. So there's a chance that extra year of arbitration or year earlier that they're losing, that may not even factor in if he finishes top 2 in rookie of the year anyway. That wouldn't matter. And if the Royals are interested in extending him long-term at some point in time, they could do what they did with Bobby Witt Jr., which is buy out the remaining years, and it becomes kind of a moot point. So there's definitely some truth to they could have waited a week or two. But I would say as a Royals fan out there listening, I think this is a move you love to see from your ownership. I think it's a move you love to see from management. Normally we're talking about an organization in sports that, you know, they're being cheap, they're holding a guy back because they don't want to pay him too early, yada, yada, yada. Here we're talking about an organization saying, hey, expectations are to win now, expectations are to win this division, and he gives us a chance to do that. Let's do it now.
If you had a crystal ball, what do you guess? Superstar or flop?
Well, I think he's going to be a star. I wouldn't say flop. I mean, is he going to be, you know, the next Aaron Judge? You know, I don't know about that, right? That's crazy. Aaron Judge is going to be a future Hall of Famer. I don't know if he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Is he going to be a guy that could one day hit 40-plus home runs for the Royals? Absolutely. I don't think that's something that's crazy at all. You know, for his rookie season, the most home runs a rookie has ever hit in a Royals uniform, I believe, was 23. He's also already missed 60-plus games or 58-plus games or whatever it is at this point. You know, could he hit 20 home runs the remainder of the year? Yeah, I also think that's in play.
Alex, if you had a crystal ball, has his mother thrown up today and how many glasses of wine tonight?
Yes, it's a great question. You know what, though? We gave out CAG shirts on our road trip, and a couple members of their family are wearing the fan CAG shirts. So
I love it. Well, tell them hello. Town is embracing all of them.
Where did you get a promotions budget?
They always get all the toys.
Yeah, you know, there's certain processes it turns out we need to follow, but we did get shirts before that, yeah.
Well, have fun tonight, and enjoy the game. Tell Cody we said hello.
I will do. Thanks.
Be safe.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan right down the hall. Hey, a couple of quick notes about tomorrow. We got a doozy of a story about a high school track star in California who was stripped of her title, her state title. And when you find out why...
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Also, speaking of now in California, Bill Glass, Dr. Rick, will be joining us tomorrow at 3:15. You know the Dr. Rick progressive commercials.
I may or may not have spent the evening last night compiling more questions.
Dr. Rick, of course, is the fictional doctor who teaches you how to not be like your parents.
When the door closes, so does the conversation.
Tom? Okay, we're gonna
we'll do
turn
the mix
around.
And match. We're gonna get the tuna melt. I get the Reuben.
We're gonna turn around and not acknowledge that LL Cool J is standing right behind you. Oh, hey, sir, how are you? So we're gonna get all the information about our favorite commercials, and he will join us tomorrow at 3:15. Look forward to that. Story here out of Australia: AI is coming for your job. You've probably been hearing this for months, maybe even years, but now it is happening. An associate professor of employment law at the University of Technology in Sydney has already seen firsthand jobs across all levels of the service industries in Australia offloaded to artificial intelligence. From massage therapists to administrative staff who respond to questions to large retailers using chat lines run by AI. I'm quoting from him, by the way. To other businesses, including smaller ones replacing...
How, pray tell, are you going to... AI chat me a massage therapist.
Well, you have massage chairs.
No, not the same.
I know it doesn't feel the same.
Well, no, I think they're going to try to solve your questions and concerns through AI and then get you a real massage therapist. Now, what we know they're not going to do is take over providing information of how people know each other on Facebook. I'm looking at you, Meta AI.
Oh, yes.
Might I share?
Oh, you may. Please do. So Dana, this was the post about the singing, right?
Dana posted a video, which, by the way, I did not know you were recording while I was being an absolute jerk about the song that you were belting at the top of your lungs. But, you know, they get to see the real me. She posted a video of her belting out Atlantic Star yesterday. Mm-hmm. And a listener clicked on the option underneath the video, which there's a bunch of different options that Meta AI offers. The one that the listener clicked on was Sam and Scott's relationship.
What?
Here is what Meta AI had to say about Sam and Scott's relationship. It's a beautiful one. They started dating back in 2017, but things got rocky when Sam, an audio producer, hesitated to commit to a long-distance relationship due to living in Wales, while Scott was based in London.
What?
They even broke up for 6 months, during which... they didn't speak to each other. Luckily, Sam's mother intervened, encouraging him to give Scott
another chance.
This is why we're not handing over super important technology to something like AI.
Oh, wait, there's more. They eventually got engaged in 2021 and tied the knot in June of 2024. It was a stunning Barcelona wedding, surrounded by friends, family, and celebrities like Ryan Clark and Zoe Ball.
It gleaned all of that from a video that I posted of us singing Always by Atlantic Star to ours.
Their special day was filled with music, love, and laughter.
No.
And they've been enjoying married life ever since.
That's right. When did we get married?
2024, June.
June of... So
I'd like to wish happy marriage. Congratulations to the couple.
I believe you were in London in June of 2024.
No, that was in July of 2023.
Okay.
Do you want to hear one even funnier? Someone posted some story about me, a friend of mine, and in the chat GPT AI section on Facebook, it said, "We do not have enough information about Dana Wright to know who she is. Can you provide more information?"
Look it up, AI. Well, at least with that information, Sam, and I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to.
No, you are not.
And about marriage. But... now I'm not as concerned that it's going to take our jobs soon, like right away.
They've certainly got some things to figure out. The only factual thing about that entire thing was that I am an audio producer.
Yeah, that's the only thing it got right.
Where would it have come up with in Barcelona? There was nothing in that video that had anything to do with you guys.
Wales, London.
There was marriage. Breaking up.
I've never been to Barcelona, Wales, or London.
I think our jobs are safe for now. By the way, thank you for your submissions online. I posted the perplexing photo of the man who went into the woods adjacent to our studio with a plastic bag, then came out 9 minutes later. We asked you to submit your ideas on what possibly could have been going on there.
Wrong answers only.
Poop, Sam, poop was a lot of them.
A lot of people think there was a Scheffler's toddler type emergency going on.
Mm.
And sometimes when...
But why would you bag it?
Nature calls you...
And then put it in your trunk?
I don't know. That doesn't make
There's
sense.
There's also a Quick Trip literally within view.
Mm-hmm. Great point. And
gotta,
a Target right over here.
Hold a little longer, brother.
Gotta go. You gotta go.
You don't gotta go that bad.
We do have a certified arborist on the Mark Tobin program on Saturday mornings. He has called me already and said that he will be observing the bush and letting us know officially what it is.
After what everybody is saying this guy was doing, I wouldn't go into those woods now.
Sarah Falke commented on your thread that when she was leaving work, as he was coming out, he washed his hands in a puddle in the street.
What was he discarding a knife from a homicide?
I don't know. We got to run on behalf of our producer today. The finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.